This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The jobs numbers that we covered earlier with Cardiff and Neela are murky, you could say. Good, but not good enough, especially for those who are new to the workforce. So we're going to start a series today about the trouble that young people can have trying to find a job. Our partners in this series at Youth Radio are calling it Jobsticles. So as teenagers head out in search of summer jobs in a tough market, Ashley Williams explores whether any job is, in fact, a good job.
All right.
$8 an hour plus tips. Drake Elliott says it's not so bad to be a pizza delivery driver, especially since the job comes with perks.
You're above a civilian slightly. Like, I can double park in the middle of the street, hold up my pizza bag, be like, it's okay, ma'am, I'm a pizza delivery driver. I'm just doing my job.
And at 20 years old, the Santa Barbara, California community college student has already had a lot of jobs.
Well, I've been an administrative assistant. I've worked as an intern at a graphic design company. I've been a janitor. I've been a counselor at a skateboard camp.
That's not even counting the jobs that Elliot doesn't put on his resume. Like when he tried laying tiles for a home remodel.
I had absolutely no idea what I was doing.
He broke half the tiles and was fired the same day. Elliot says, with so few jobs available to people his age, he'll try anything. Ultimately, he wants to be a therapist. But in the meantime, he's trying to build skills, figuring out what he's good at. Occasional failure is actually a part of his plan.
I think it could be a very good strategy for some people to just try a whole bunch of stuff and see what works.
Bonnie Bell is a career coach in Oakland, California. She says it's not necessarily a red flag to have lots of short-term jobs on your resume.
It could be a conglomerate of experience. Somebody could brag about in an interview eventually, I've had 12 jobs, and out of that, I've found this, colon.
Bell says it's all about what comes after the colon, meaning that young people have to turn their job history into a narrative that makes sense. So after 10 different jobs, what can you say you've learned?
Check. Chickity check. One, two. Ben. My name's Ben Knudsen.
Knudsen had the opposite problem last summer. He had just graduated high school and had zero job experience. Playing guitar wasn't paying the bills, so he applied to coffee shops, record stores, retail, basically anything. Knudsen kept striking out until he saw a flyer.
It said, like, I need a job fast, love the environment, call this number.
So he called, and 2 days later, he got a job canvassing. You know, the people who approach you on the street and say,
hey, you, yeah, you, how's it going? Do you have a second to help save the environment?
Most people don't stop. Canvassers face constant rejection, trying to meet a daily quota to keep their jobs. Knudsen lasted a month before quitting. According to one sociologist's study, most canvassers only survive 2 weeks. Is such a short-term job really worth it? I asked career coach Bonnie Bell.
2 weeks of that experience is much better than 2 weeks of doing nothing, because you have to learn to think on your feet. You have to engage people.
Skills that are essential to any job. Knudsen says the canvassing job wasn't a total waste. He made a couple $100 and put it on his resume, emphasizing the customer service and people skills he acquired. A year later, Knudsen has 3 jobs he likes better. One even lets him explore his passion for guitar rock, writing for a music magazine. In Oakland, I'm Ashley Williams for Marketplace.
Ashley's story came to us from Youth Radio's New Options Desk.